This week, an NPR reporter and an editor had an argument over a choice of words. That's not unusual around here. But in this case, it resulted in an unexpected Christmas treasure. A gift from our staff to you.
This is Netta Ulaby, and I tried to describe Santa as an elf.
He's not an elf.
He's an elf.
He's not an elf! I'm Rose Friedman, and I edited that story.
You know that famous poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas, by Clement Clark Moore? Here's LeVar Burton reading it on the PBS show, Reading Rainbow.
He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself.
Proof.
He's not an elf. Think about every Christmas movie you've ever seen. It's always Santa and the elves. He's like twice their size.
So I lost. Being a good loser, I posted about it on social media, and we were both shocked by how many comments about this flooded in.
Here's a sample reenacted by some of our coworkers.
He's a jolly old elf.
Santa is not an elf.
He's certainly an elf enabler.
As a Jew, I don't have an opinion on this. As an NPR donor, I don't know whether to be amused or slightly concerned.
Who are we to say Santa Claus is or isn't an elf? I think we have some identity issues here.
With NPR, it's always about race, isn't it?
Santa is a Democrat, always giving away free stuff to stay popular.
The Clement Clark Moore poem mentions him to be an elf, but I'll bet you that was just lazy writing for the rhyme.
He does clearly exploit elven capital.
Any discussion of whether Santa is an elf is an unfortunate distraction from the larger issues of his worker exploitation and animal abuse.
I think he is an elf in a different incarnation, like Gandalf.
Not an elf.
I've never in my life thought Santa was an elf. If he is, mind blown.
I'm sorry, but life is brutal, and at some point, every reporter has to learn that her editor is not always right.
This is editor Rose Friedman
and reporter Netta Ulaby.